Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, if it hasn't happened already, it will soon. Probably this week or next week. In fact, I know it's going to happen here at St. Paul this week. The taking down of the Christmas decorations. Maybe you've already taken yours down. Or maybe you're going to do it here pretty soon. This week, the Altar Guild here will take care of the decorations here. And it's just time to move on from Christmas into the new year, right? No more focus on peace on earth and goodwill toward all. No more Christmas trees. No more lights. No more nativity sets. We have these images of Christmas for a while, but now it's time to put them away. Time to move on to the next thing. And with the, quote, holiday season behind us now, we go back to our lives. Lives that are dark and gloomy and cheerless. We go back to loneliness and pain and real world problems. I mean, I know the calendar says we're in a new year, but it doesn't feel very new now, does it? COVID numbers are up. Wildfires in Colorado are making a mess. And even Betty White died. This year does not seem to be off to a good start, does it? Well, as it turns out, though, our gospel reading for this second Sunday of Christmas is actually perfect for this moment in our lives. This is the famous prologue to the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right, this is how John begins. But of course, I think we prefer how the Gospel of Luke begins instead. Right, there we get the Christmas story. We get Mary and Joseph and shepherds and angels and all that good stuff. But that's not here. So in a way, it's like all of that has been packed up and put away. There's no nativity scene here in John. It's just this poetic but confusing description of the Word. And honestly, this prologue is pretty heady, right? It's very intellectual. We hear about the Word and God and how all things came into being. And yes, it's right on theologically, but it's just not as compelling for us as the story from Luke. So then what do we do with it? How do we make sense of it? And how does it really help us as we pack up Christmas decorations and start a new year? Well, we begin by noticing that it's honest about our human condition. It talks about the darkness. And we all know how dark life can be. Watch the news. Read your social media feeds. Listen to that voice of self-criticism and doubt in your head. Right? Darkness is a reality. And if 2020 and 2021 are any indication, 2022 will have its share of darkness too. But listen to what else the text says. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Although I've heard this famous line many times before, something about it struck me recently. And it's this: darkness has no power unto itself. It's just the absence of light. In other words, you can't turn on darkness. You can only turn out light. So darkness is what happens when light doesn't shine. When there is light, though, the darkness is automatically dispelled. Think of a dark room with one little candle glowing in it. Although the candle might not light up the entire room, you can still see the candle glowing. The darkness cannot snuff out the candle. And the light of the candle still glows so that everyone can see. This means, by definition, darkness cannot overcome light. The light is always strong. The only way darkness wins is when no one is shining a light. This prologue reminds us that not only does Jesus shine a light, but he is the light. Even when there's no Mary and Joseph or shepherds or angels, even when all that wonderful Christmas imagery has been packed away, even when we start a new year that doesn't seem any better than what came before it, Jesus is still the light of the world. There is no pain or problem or worry that is stronger than he is. He has seen us through these past 2 years as a world in pandemic. He has seen us through these past 200 plus years as a congregation. He has seen us through these past 2,000 plus years as humanity. He will not fail us. As the creative Word of God in the flesh, he lived among us, as verse 14 says, and he still does. But so what? I mean, it's really easy to talk about Jesus being the light of the world, but all of that can also still sound heady and intellectual, like the entire prologue. How do we actually see this being played out? Think of it like this. If you ever wonder, where is God in this? Then take comfort in knowing that the very fact that you're asking the question shows that you still have faith. Let me say it this way. There are some people in this world who simply don't care about God. They live their entire lives without a thought about God. It's not that they're anti-God, they just don't care one way or the other. There is no faith there. For others, though, who do ask questions of faith, who are curious about God's involvement in the world, who do wonder how we can better follow God, the fact that you are wondering those things shows that you do have faith in God. Having doubts about faith just proves that the faith is there. And a little bit of faith is just like that candle shining in the dark room. The light still matters. Even if all of the darkness in the room doesn't go away, even if all of the darkness in the world doesn't go away, even if all of the darkness in your head doesn't go away, the darkness still cannot overcome the light. The only way the darkness will win in your life is if you didn't care. If you didn't shine the light. But you do care. So that proves that the light is shining. That Jesus is alive and well in you. Some people in our world get so overwhelmed by pain and suffering and trouble that they think the light doesn't make any difference. But we know better. We know that Jesus makes a big difference. In our individual lives, in our life together as a congregation, and in our life together as humanity. Despite the darkness in the world, the light is here to stay. We are here to stay. Hope is here to stay. Jesus is still Emmanuel, God with us. I mean, think about our life together as St. Paul. It can be easy for small congregations like us to see lack or scarcity. It can be easy to be worried about the future or focused on what we don't have. It can be easy for small congregations to think, are we dying? Are we going to close our doors? But we still trust in Jesus. So that means darkness does not win here. That doesn't mean we don't face problems. But it does mean that Jesus is stronger than those problems. Think about all of the ways that you all shined the light of Christ this past year when the world was in darkness. You came together for Christian education. You sat with one another at meals. You welcomed three kids to the communion table for the first time. You celebrated how God is at work in the life of one confirmand and five graduates. You shared God's love with kids near and far through the stuffed animal drive for the kids at Care House, through Operation Christmas Child Shoebox Gifts. You supported the adoptive family ministry. You made your financial commitments to help our ministry be strong this new year. You supported our kids as they told the Christmas story in a puppet show. In all of these ways and so many more, you are making a statement of faith. You are saying, I know there's pain in the world right now, but I trust Jesus, the light of the world. The darkness cannot and will not overcome it. Because of that, I will do whatever I can to share that light with others. I will show love. I will give hope. I will reach out. I will give and sacrifice and remind the world about the power of Jesus. I will not give up on Jesus, just like how he never gives up on us. This, my friends, is amazing. Even if we do have to pack up the Christmas decorations and the new year feels just like last year, the light of Jesus is still stronger than any of it. And as people of faith, we share that light for all the world to see, now and throughout the year. So let's enter into this new year with hope and confidence and trust, because the one we follow is the light who shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. That's wonderful news, and it's an amazing way to start the year. So in the name of this one who enlightens the world, Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.